episode 1517, Unshakable Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is almost the weekend, but you know what? Better yet, we're talking about something that's greater than anything that's happening right now to you. It's all about unshakable hope. Are you ready for some inspiration, a ray of hope and sunshine in your day? Let's jump in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, stop holding yourself back. Instead, hold tightly to unshakable hope. The hope that goes far beyond anything you can imagine. Some would argue that all hope is lost. Look at the world and how it has evolved. Or what about looking at the world, looking at your situation a little differently? Yes, there is a lot that is disturbing in our world. I get it. But a ton more is good. The problem is escaping the negative and letting the good rise above. Unshakable hope. What breaks your everyday? What keeps you down when you should be walking your journey? Most of our hang-ups come from our own insecurities. We focus so much on what we can't do or what we can't accomplish that it blinds our perspective for what really is happening. So what breaks your everyday? The bills you have to pay? The tough conversation you need to have with your husband? The sick and tired feeling that clogs your heart with desperation. The children who test your patience. The UPS guy who didn't deliver what you ordered 2 days ago. Oh, we have a problem, don't we? Oh, how it's easy to let all that stuff get under our skin and rub us the wrong way. All your problems put a freeze on your hope. Are you frozen? Because how can you have hope when you're in a mess? It's hard to live your life when you feel like all hope is frozen. Well, oddly enough, I had a chat with my freezer repairman this week. Oh yes, my freezer died. And it's been 4 weeks now. And no, I am not exaggerating. 4 weeks to the day now, yes, that we have not had a freezer. Do you know how difficult that is with a very large family? Let's just say I've had to become extra creative. Well, in our conversation, as he is trying to put together the motherboard and replace things from one thing to the next, he looked at me and he said, "You know what? I don't see how anyone can get through their day without hope. The hope only God can give." You see, he lived a really tough life. But in his talking, he acted like it really didn't matter. That no one else really would listen to his story. I listened. I heard. He had unshakable hope. Now, this isn't a conversation most people would have with their repairman, right? You usually don't get into these deep conversations. Well, with me, you do. And we're just honestly enjoying the conversation and where it's going. And the coolest thing of all of it was his heart that was shining so brightly. I could tell at one point in his life he was broken. Broken not because of what God didn't do, but more so what he did and didn't let God in to help him. Between exchanging the motherboard of my freezer to talking about writing a book, he questioned, "Why would anyone want to read what I have to say? Maybe I'm just too stupid to talk about it." He had that hard life. He lived it. He showed me a scar on his leg, only on his calf area. But he continued to tell me that The scar went all the way up one leg. He had another one equal on the other leg, and it went up to his stomach. He goes, if you were to look at me, I would be a mess. You see, God got his attention with his health. Unfair or not, the reality was beyond real when he faced death. Some people question if there's any hope. My hope is found in God, he said. I don't know how anyone gets through their day without him. Unshakable hope. What are you going through today? What are you wishing would just go away? There's a lot of things that honestly rob us of our joy. Because we put our success in what we can control. And when we put our success in what we can control, what does that equal? Failure. Because we're fallen. There's no way for us to stand bigger and bolder than God himself. Unshakable hope. Give up the whining that nothing will get better. Stop it already. Hope is not in what you can do yourself or what you can't control. Hope is found in God's gift of eternal life. Put your hope in God's unfailing love. What are you going through today? It's the beginning of Lent. It started yesterday. It's that preparation of the resurrection. As a Christian, something very near and dear to our hearts, it's a celebration. But at the same time, the season is a time of reflection, a time of preparation of what? Our hearts. I really want to challenge you with the same question again. What are you going through today? What are you trying to do on your own? Because you're not alone. God's got you. Reach out. I want to say a prayer specifically for you. Dear Lord, bless me each morning when I rise to see the best of what's to come. May your hope bring light to the darkness. Awaken my heart with a fire to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, don't twist what's not important. We can get kind of riled up, can't we, about stuff that really honestly doesn't matter. If you're building your business and you're looking at your Instagram followers, does it really matter how many you have? Because what if all of a sudden Instagram melted away? Then what? Would all your hope be lost? Some people would. They would literally go jump off a cliff. Because all of a sudden, nobody likes me. Nobody knows I'm here. But what would happen if your Instagram then came back and there was only one follower and it was God himself? What then? What would you say to that? Oh, I don't have enough. I need more. God would say differently. I want you to put on his glasses today. When things don't go right, because I guarantee you they're not going to go right in some areas. You might be driving right now to drop off the kiddos, and guess what? Something's going to happen. You're going to get stuck in line, or worse yet, you're going to be caught and you're just in your PJs. And you're like, of all days when I don't put on my yoga pants and a sweatshirt, I'm caught and now I have to stand out in the cold talking to a mom that I really don't want to be talking to. Mm-hmm. We've all had those days. Take a breath. Don't twist what really doesn't matter. You don't need to get caught up in it. Let God take all that craziness from you. Give it to Him. See the best of what's to come. Let God be the light in your darkness. Focus on Him. I promise you, your day will shift and you will have unshakable hope. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.